I learned yesterday afternoon that there's a shoe repair shop on Magazine Street. I didn't even know they repaired shoes anymore. But did you hear the one about the fire at the shoe factory? 1,000 souls got burned. Some heel started the fire while he was laced. Well, give a man a fire and he's warm for a day. Set a man on fire and he's warm for the rest of his life. Well, fires need constant tending. The coals must be stirred when the flames die out. New wood must be placed in a way that air is allowed to pass through. And sometimes our very own breath is required to urge a reluctant fire to spring to life. In the New Testament reading today, Paul exhorts Timothy, stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. Another biblical translation renders this verse as, rekindle the gift of God within you. Paul reminds Timothy of who he is supposed to be, a disciple filled with powerful spirit of love and self-control, one who testifies Jesus, the Son of God, and who is ready to bear his share of the hardship for the gospel. And how will Timothy become this? He must enkindle, stir into flame the gift of God within. In other words, he's got to get fired up. And so it is with the gift of God within each of us. This flame must be stirred, nurtured, protected from rain and droughts, and also relished and enjoyed. The gift of God within, the spirit of power, love, and self-control animates our living to allow us to be a place of welcome, safety, and warmth for others. So what are the spiritual practices in your life that help you to keep the flame of faith alive and burning? There are times in our lives when it seems like maybe the flame has gone out. Times when we are tired, grief-stricken, lost, confused, burdened down with sickness and our aging years. In the Old Testament reading from the book of the prophet Habakkuk, we hear a voice crying out to God in anguish. How often do we feel like the prophet, that God does not hear our pleas for help? How often do we feel that our prayers will not be answered in the way that we desire? In your life, in our world today, what are the dire situations that cause us to cry out to God? We can relate all too well to this feeling today. When we watch the news or scroll through social media, we are inundated by stories of violence against human life. The tone of public debate and discourse respects the very dignity of the human person. We can often feel that misery surrounds us as abortion, assisted suicide, the death penalty, and other affronts to the dignity of the person find wide public support. But sometimes we may find ourselves afraid to speak out about these issues in our families, among our co-workers, with students in our school community. And why? Because we may fear disagreement, judgment, confrontation or misunderstanding. But St. Paul tells us that God did not give us a spirit of cowardice. God gave us a spirit of power and love. And whatever sufferings and persecutions that we endure in our earthly life, they glorify God. In the gospel today, the disciples approach Jesus with a burning request: increase our faith. Who among us today wouldn't say, "Well, I could use more faith. I don't have enough. Please give me more." What the disciples really need is to be fired up. You can almost hear Jesus laughing at their request. So Jesus fires away with the metaphor of the mustard seed and the mulberry tree. More faith, Jesus says. What will you do with more faith that you are already doing with the faith you have? Faith is not something we get. Faith is something we already have. Faith, like commitment, like love, like pregnancy, is you are or you're not proposition. Truth be told, our need is not for more faith. Our need is to use the faith we already have. As human beings, we tend to default to the assumption that more is better. The urge is called concupiscence, the sin of desire, of yearning for more. We have more than enough faith in every house in this country to make a difference. The fact of faith is all around us. You have faith in your spouse. You have faith in your children, faith in your friends, and hopefully faith in our church. Our challenge is to release our faith in service to God and others. In all of these relationships and dozens more, more living faith is there than we have yet to summon. In ignorance, we can go through life thinking we are inadequate. And so, we follow Jesus, feeling inadequate, when in fact, we have all we need in our Lord's presence. So we come to the table of the Lord with faith that Jesus Christ is present in the Eucharist. We come not to be served, but to stir into flame the gift of God within and to go forth in a blaze of glory to serve our God and others. The questions we will all would be wise to ask ourselves on a regular basis are: how can I help? Where can I serve? Who among us has needs that with God's help I can meet? And do I have too many of the wrong irons in the fire? God is burning with anticipation for our answer.